Thank you for visiting TriffanyHammond.com and for making this important investment in your happiness and your success. This exercise is meant to be used as part of the Find Your Vision, Create Your Mission home course after you've done all of your strengths ownership exercises. Once you understand all of the instructions, you can set the recording to begin play at just the visualization practice by right-clicking on the file name in iTunes, clicking on the Get Info option in the drop-down menu, clicking on the Options tab, and then changing the start time and clicking OK. It's important to review your strengths before entering into this visualization. You want those at the forefront of your mind. Visualization doesn't come easily to everyone, and still, everyone gets better at it with practice. So if you're not sure you're doing it right or well, trust your intention to improve your life and know that this powerful inward practice is wonders on your mind, body, and personal empowerment. Our beliefs about what is possible or not are based on the feeling states that arise around life events. Our inherent negativity bias has turned our attention toward the painful events, and those painful events come with a pretty strong emotion that cement our hurtful beliefs very quickly. To come into full ownership of our strengths, we want to create and practice the positive emotions that come with those strengths, so they can become more cemented than the default hurtful beliefs already in place. We're going to turn our attention to all of our positive events, past, present, and future, while holding our strengths in mind and practice feeling positive, strong, capable, and able. That's it. Just listen to the sound of my voice and let yourself come into full ownership of who you are and what you're meant to do. Sit comfortably, hands in your lap, face relaxed, shoulders relaxed, and feet on the floor. Take a couple nice, deep, cleansing breaths in through the nose, all the way to the belly, and out through the mouth. One more time, in through the nose, expand the belly, and out through the mouth. Mouth is closed, jaws relaxed, tongue rests lightly right behind the top front teeth. When you're ready, bring your attention to the tip of your nose and simply notice the breath as it enters and exits the body. There's nothing to do right now but notice your breath. Feel the cool incoming air right at the tip of your nose, and the slightly warmer outgoing air. All you have to do right now is notice your breath. All you have is right now, and right now all of your needs are met. Everything is right in this moment. There is only success in this moment. There is only contentment in this moment. Notice your breath at the tip of your nose. Any thoughts that come in that feel intrusive or unhelpful, simply notice them, thank them, and let them pass by by bringing the attention back to the breath at the tip of your nose. Pick a strength from your list and focus on it. Whatever that strength is that came up for you in your exercises. Just pick one. And I want you to think about what that ability means to you when you see it in others. When you see that ability in someone, what does it make you think? More importantly, what does it make you feel when you see that strength in someone else? What does it make you feel emotionally and physically? Take that feeling and let that just fill you up inside. Admiring that strength in someone else. Knowing the good they're putting out into the world. Feeling the difference in your life because that person exists and does their personal work and shares their personal gifts. Let that feeling fill you up inside. And just notice what changes in your body as you admire this trait in someone else. Notice the temperature. Does this feeling have a color or a texture or a movement? Let it become this light energy that fills you up and focus on this feeling. How grateful you are that there are people in this world putting this strength out there. Thoughts may come in, and that's okay. Thank them. And bring your focus back to the feeling state of just admiring this strength. Let the feeling fill you up. Now imagine that person is standing in front of you. You can see their whole body across from you. And everything about them seems warm and welcoming. It's as though they heard you calling them and they've arrived to be present with you right here, right now, in this beautiful moment. Let the energy of admiration arise within you until your own body can no longer hold it. Whatever color, shape, or texture you feel with this admiration, it's becoming evident to the person who's with you, and their eyes light up at your gift. Your gift of gratitude. Energetically, you're thanking them for putting their strength out into the world. And you let the energy of that admiration and that gratitude grow and grow. No longer held by your body, expanding outward until your guest is enveloped in it as well. Energetically, you're helping them own this strength that is so helpful to you and to others. And you feel the exchange that begins to happen as you both become so wrapped up in gratitude and grace that you can no longer tell which body is yours and which body is theirs. To sit in this moment and feel the simultaneous exchange. As you give, so you receive. Your gratitude fills as it gives, so it is an endless supply, limitless. Just like this strength, this power. There is no separation between self and other. And still you recognize that you've become so melded, so joined, so connected in energy that you want to take in their physical self once more. And so, like separating from a hug, you pull back slowly as their physical presence comes into your awareness. You begin to realize that this person is you. You gaze into your own eyes, your own visage, your own softness, your own grace. You realize that you are the owner, the keeper, and the benefactor of this gift, this strength. You are in full ownership of the strength and the admiration of the strength. Feel the truth of that. And whatever conscious thoughts come up, they're all welcome. There's no judgment. Thank those thoughts and bring your attention back to the feeling of simultaneously owning and admiring this strength. Feel the truth that the gift you have to give has always been a part of you and will always be a part of you. Past, present, and future, this is who you are. Let that truth embody your mind and your spirit. You are here to do great work in the world by simply being you, wholly you with this strength. You whole. You with this gift. You present and willing to impart this gift with everyone you meet. All thoughts surrounding this realization are welcome. There are no judgments. Simply bring your attention back to the feeling state of being wholly you. Now, in your mind's eye, imagine going about your regular day, knowing in your heart of hearts that you are the embodiment of this gift and that it is your job to share it. Start with your morning routine. Imagine yourself, you're going about your business, while feeling the truth of your awesomeness. Old patterns and thoughts, they might try to wiggle their way in, and now you know there's no criticism of yourself or these thoughts. So you thank them and just go back to feeling your power. Imagine yourself just feeling your power and doing what you do. What are you saying differently or doing differently? Imagine yourself walking around like you've got the best, happiest, most powerful secret, and no one can rain on your parade because no one but you gets a say in your truth. Simply because no one but you can really know it this deeply. So you, in humble power, set out into the world carrying this secret, this truth, this you. What are you doing that feeds this truth? Just in your day-to-day, imagine yourself going about your business. What little things feed this truth of your power, of your wholeness? And what are you doing that makes you question it? Just take stock. There's no criticism. It's not necessary. You're just doing an inventory so you can know where you're in alignment so you can build on the things that are already working. Imagine yourself feeling fully alive during activities that are congruent with your truth, with this strength, with your gratitude and your power. Are there more things you could be doing like this? Are you this fully present to your power during the activities that fuel you? No judgment. And I want you to imagine yourself making the subtle shift necessary to create more presence in your truth. Those times that are congruent. You're taking stock. You're being present to them. You're feeling the truth of your strength and your power in that moment that they're happening. Sit with this feeling of alignment, of congruency, of total ownership of your life and your power. Whatever images come across your mind's eye are helpful images. They're either showing you where there's already wonderful power working together, or they're showing you where you have yet to practice your power. That's all. It's no judgment, only practice. Now I want you to pull that strength, that admiration, the truth, that power and all of its aliveness, the color, the temperature, the texture that makes it feel so real and so much a part of you. Contract it toward you. Bring it close to home and feel how that feels. Now, allow all of that aliveness to push outward, out into the world, out into your life, out into your relationships, and just feel the difference. You get the choice. You always get to choose where you share your strength and your power and where you don't. Your strength, your truth, your power, it's always with you. And you get to choose how much of it you share with the world at any given time. You're in control. You're in the driver's seat. Now that you fully understand this truth, you're creating the space you need for inspiration about your life. Over the next several days, you will think thoughts and have ideas that once seemed crazy to you, but now you know are at least a step on this journey, this adventure in finding your own greatness and your true happiness, your purpose, your whole reason for being. Allow those crazy thoughts to have a voice. Those ideas that foster and enliven this feeling of strength and power and admiration for yourself. Those are the ideas, no matter how illogical, that you want to take action on. Imagine yourself taking action. On ideas that light you up just because they light you up. You'll also find over the next several days, those ideas that squelch this feeling, no matter how logical they seem, are ideas that are showing you where you have neglected to exercise your true power. And that's your opportunity to incorporate your power moving forward. One more time, I want you to imagine that power, that strength, that truth being tightly pulled into you and being pushed out toward a person, a circumstance, a decision, or just the world at large. Remember, you get to choose. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. As you bring your awareness back to your physical body and your personal space, and when you're ready, open your eyes.